Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook, and good morning and welcome back, Beth Ann.
Thank you so much.
Inauguration Day is January 20th, and now the day after is taking on a significance of its own, yeah?
You bet. On January 21st, women from around the nation will converge on the Capitol for a Women's March on Washington. The event, to spotlight the diverse faces of U.S. communities, started in Hawaii in the mind of Teresa Shook. It also spawned similar efforts in states, including Hawaii. The local marches on the same day are billed as expressions of solidarity to hold the line on civil rights, health, and safety from the incoming administration. Teresa Shook joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
When you initially thought about this idea, what spurred you to move it from thought to action?
I think it made me feel better to take action. And so I was on a chat, and I said, I think we should march. And by just saying that, I felt empowered. And many women responding to me felt the same empowerment
in
taking action.
In checking the Facebook page this morning for the Women's March, now 163,000 women say that they're going. Another 244,000 say they're interested in all of this. You know, a lot of people who might be involved just with the Washington March, and many more across the nation in various communities. But what moves this from something that happens once, where people come and show up and it's a wonderful event, but then it's what happens afterward that might determine how effective this march really was? What are your hopes for that?
I hope that coming together, first of all, in solidarity to protect our rights, to not lose ground, will inspire other people and also spur support for organizations that already exist and maybe create new organizations to be the watchdogs in the next 4 years. So some of that is already happening. And then I think there is something about people coming together in that a number of people that you feel a bond, and then that makes you feel responsible. And I believe that is powerful.
Are there networks now being formed with some of the organizations that you've been thinking of or just mentioned?
Yes. We actually, on the national level, have a nonprofit created called Gathering Justice. And then in Hawaii, there are going to be organizations that come about, and also they're going to support the existing organizations, for instance, Domestic Violence Action Center, Planned Parenthood, and others like that.
Why do you feel that there might be a need for additional organizations as opposed to just shoring up the organizations that already exist?
I think that we need as many watchdogs as possible during the next 4 years, just based on the rhetoric of the campaign and the marginalization of people we have to stand for our rights, and we have to make sure we don't lose ground, and we may need more people to do that, and we may need a different focus.
Specifically, what rights, what ground are you trying to hold?
I want to hold that women don't lose parity, that we continue moving forward. We've come a long way, but we need to continue that moving forward. We don't want to step backward, that women have parity in business world, in the government, and equality keeps moving forward, not backward. That's important to me. I have four granddaughters. I want them to grow up in that world.
For those of us in Hawaii, this has become somewhat of an issue, too, because Hawaii has at various times been able to lead only just then to step back and lose its leadership position. You are from Hawaii. You live on Maui. A lot of people may not really understand that this came from you and started this national movement. Do you see this as a way for Hawaii to be able to better lead as we are a bluer than blue state?
I think so. I think that we have a lot. I think a lot of women woke up, a lot of people woke up, not just women, that night. And I think that we're ready, and Hawaii is positioned to be ready. And I'm in conversation with the delegation from Hawaii. We have about 70 people actually going to D.C. And then, of course, there are sister marches in each Kauai, Big Island, Oahu, and Maui. And these women are committed, and I believe that we will continue something. It's not, you know, this happened in such a fast manner, in a grassroots nature, that we're still putting the pieces together, but something is going to come of it.
You mentioned that you've been in contact with the Hawaii congressional delegation. What have they told you?
Not the congressional delegation, the delegation of women.
Okay, I misunderstood.
Yes, sorry.
So has there been any conversation with the congressional delegation in making them aware of this?
There has been, yes. I've not been in on that conversation, but I've been talking to the women who are talking to them, and some of them may go. That's still in the works.
And finally, as you look at moving forward with this, and I know we talked about this a little bit before, but if you had a wish list for what Hawaii would do that might be different from what other states might do, what would you have us be?
I think Hawaii, because we're very diverse and we have a different culture here, and we do live in communities where there are a lot of different faiths, a lot of different beliefs, and we can be a model for that, for the United States. And that's what I would like to, that aloha needs to move forward, that we don't tolerate bigotry or hatred. We don't in this, where we live. And let's push that forward.
What makes you think that the Trump administration will take notice of this in a way more than just a passing nod?
Because of the, you know, we are the majority. It turned out that we are. I felt in my heart that night that this could not be our country. Our country could not believe like that. And it turned out to be true. The majority of the nation stands in solidarity for the rights of people, for the rights of everyone. Women's rights are human rights.
Well, we wish you all the best with the march on the 21st and the marches around Hawaii and around the country. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Teresa Shook is a retired attorney on Maui. Following the presidential election, she started a Facebook event page to march on Washington the day after the inauguration. It went viral and became the national movement Women's March on Washington, happening January 21st.